Hey, you! Hey, here's one of our favorite episodes of The New Day, Feel the Power. Check out the rest on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to your favorite and the greatest podcast of all time. It's entitled The New Day.
Feel the Power.
Baby. And I don't understand why you're looking at me like that.
Are you okay?
I'm concerned. I'm great.
Yeah. I'm very concerned about
the
you.
The intro was
bizarre. It was great.
It was weird.
Why?
Real weird.
It's the same one that I always do.
Your health, I'm concerned about.
My health is going down the drain.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, it's fine.
I'm sorry to hear.
Anyway, we got a podcast to do.
Yes.
We're going to do this one a little bit differently. We've been talking about everything that's gone into the creation of The New Day, how people made fun of us, how they said we weren't nothing, how they said we would never make it. We said, forget y'all.
Forget.
Especially this episode, because this episode, we're talking about Christmas!
Christmas time! Yeah.
He said,
Ugh.
You don't like Christmas?
A lot of people don't like Christmas.
That's fair.
In fact, a lot of us in the community... there's a community of us. Don't care for all of you shoving your Christmas down our throats. So I'm here to speak up for all the people that don't like Christmas and are lonely or sad or just don't care for it. I'm here to speak up for y'all and let y'all know that I got you and we can get together and talk about it and do non-Christmas stuff on December 25th around that time.
What?
It's cool.
I want to add one thing.
A lot of people that don't like Christmas.
To what E was saying, because he said that for all you people, like, I'll be your voice, but he didn't explain that when we got him Christmas gifts, we got his ass.
That's right.
You did not get my ass.
And we got him crying because he thought,
that's a lie.
These guys, they might be my work friends. Oh my, they want me on their team because, like, I'm a big guy and it looks good. No, E, we really love
we
you.
We like you.
We love really you, love man. You. Ettore, I love you.
How dare you use my government name? How dare you?
Oh, I can't find it on Wikipedia? Let me Google Big E right now.
Real.
Don't tell me.
Right.
That
right,
means
but
it's
how
real.
Dare you use it?
Yeah. That's real.
Right.
You know what? I am Austin Watson.
You lie.
No, that's my name. Anyway, what we're going to talk about, instead of talking about all that stuff, we're going to talk about Christmas, and we have a couple of topics, some teasers to keep you listening to this podcast when we have breaks and hopefully have ads in the middle. So, the things we're going to talk about are Santa Claus, very controversial figure in today's society. We're going to talk about Christmas in WWE, aka the fact that when y'all are off for the holidays, we all double because we want to come and entertain you in your city. We want to entertain your families. We'll talk about that.
Yes.
And we're going to give you some of this.
Hello, guys. It's me, Big E, and I'm going to whisper sweet nothings into your ear, and I hope some things come out of your ears. Thank you.
What's going to come out of their ears?
What?
I don't know. I don't know science and stuff.
You don't know science?
I don't know.
What?
I don't. I really don't.
This is fair. I think, is that more of a chemistry thing? Because there's fluids moving?
I mean, I told you I don't know science.
Biochemistry?
Yeah. Some
biology? Something. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
But as far as our schedules normally with WWE and the holidays, like I said, when people are off of work for holidays, we're normally on double, bouncing on hitting as many times as possible because when people are off, they need stuff to do. Lots of movies come out like Christmas Day, and then we're on the road on the 26th just bouncing around. We hit Chicago, LA, all the big cities because that's where people are.
Right.
How has that worked out for you guys? Especially you, Kof, you've been on the roster
man,
for a minute.
It's always hard, but it's a lot harder now with kids, obviously. Mm-hmm. And so I got to back up a little bit. So growing up, Christmas for me and my family was like, we would wake up oftentimes before our parents, run downstairs, open up the gifts. Parents would still be asleep. And then we just like watch TV for the whole day. So then when I married my wife, So we bring them all, well, everyone, I don't, you know, I don't bring them, but they all come to Granny's house, you know, and it's like this huge, like, out of a movie type Christmas, you know? So I remember the first time, like, we went to their Christmas, and my mind was blown. And this is like, it was so overboard. There was one point where, like, so we waited till like maybe the afternoon. So all the family comes around and everyone opens up their gifts together. And everyone's talking about like, oh, well, I got this gift from Jacques and it's a book and I like this subject. And everyone's after, you have to like present your gift to everybody. So then there's a lot of people, right? So I'm just like, what is going on? And then at some point we have all the kids do like, like almost like a play. You know, so like the first year that I went there, there was one of her uncles that has like six girls. They all dressed up in like nun outfits and they're singing Christmas carols. My mind is blown. You know what I'm saying? Like just like legit out of a movie. I couldn't believe it. Especially for me, like growing up, we legit would open the presents. Our parents would still be asleep. Yeah. So this was like just unreal. But now like having kids, it's awesome because they get to be a part of all of that, you know? So it's cool, you know, so I live in Austin, Texas now. So they get to come up north, see all the snow, go sledding, you know, do all types of kid things. We go out there, we have fun with them and it's great. You know, it's really like a storybook Christmas, man, like out of a movie.
Actually, that makes me want to change directions.
Okay.
And before we talk about how WWE is on the road for Christmas, what was your Christmas like when you were a kid? Do you want to speak on that?
My Christmas as a kid was fairly religious, as far as we would read a scripture from the good book.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yo. And when I became of age, I would read the scripture.
Oh, okay.
So we would start the morning off with a good scripture reading.
How would you read it?
Well, I would say, don't do your stupid little impression of me.
Oh, my God,
as a child.
Sir.
It was stupid.
Come on.
Do you want to go ahead and do it?
Oh, family! Merry Christmas! And on today's day, the holiest of days, we are blessed with...
Oh, hang on.
Oh, it's hot in here.
Oh,
very hot. Very
ho, ho, ho.
Y'all done yet?
No.
Y'all finished?
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead. Scripture.
Yeah,
you
no,
said
no,
scripture.
I'm done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were reading. There was some stuff.
That's why I didn't want to
jump. Yeah, no, I'm done.
I knew you'd be upset and stopped.
I'm not upset. I said that was it. That's all I got.
Yeah.
You read a scripture with any presents?
Yeah, we'd have a morning prayer, and then we go into the presents, and then there would be some traditional Caribbean food in the morning. Ackee and saltfish. But actually, ackee is interesting because it's really good, but if you don't cook it right, it can kill you.
Oh.
And you guys would eat it.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
But people in the Caribbean know how to cook it properly.
That's like, isn't there Christmas. Another fish like blowfish is like that or something like
that? Yeah, yeah. Blowfish can definitely kill.
So like I'm sorry, this is another tangent. What's the point of eating that if you could possibly die? Is it that good?
It's when you're closest to death that you are really most alive, man. Wow. You know what I'm talking about?
So I feel like I'm really alive right now.
Well, if you got to go, you got to go.
Exactly.
When it's time, huh? Okay.
For me, Christmas was very very family oriented, very don't open the presents until parents are down. So like my sister, she's 8 years older than me. I'd wake up or she'd be awake and we'd wake the other one up and be like, oh, well, come on. We go downstairs to look at the presents, just to stare at them and then go to try to wake up mom and dad. They finally come downstairs and we'd see everything and open them up. But then as I got older, my dad is a complete G. One year, he took us into, we had a room that was supposed to be two rooms when they built it, but they forgot to put the wall there, so we called it the bonus room. That was like where my video games were, and they just kind of let me screw around in there with the computer and do my like weird wrestling moves on pillows. And my sister and I walked into the room, and there was just a blanket over a bunch of boxes. And my dad then unveiled everything. He pulled the blanket off. He said, grab what you think is yours.
Wow.
I'm like, what? Are you serious? But he always finds these deals. So he found these like massage stone books that were like $20 a piece, but then they were on sale for like $8 a piece. So he bought like 30 of them. He was like, just take as many as you want. And you can give them to people.
So when
too.
He when
like,
he pulled the thing over, the gifts were unwrapped.
Yeah, there was no wrapping paper. The wrapping was the sheet.
Whoa.
Just a bunch of stuff on the floor. He's like, just take some stuff. It's fine, whatever. And then one year they hid money in the tree and didn't tell us. So like my sister and I are opening stuff and then she goes, is that a $100 bill? And she grabbed it. So immediately I pop up and then we're searching the tree, rummaging through stuff. Then 2 years after they found clear ornaments and they put money inside those ornaments because we'd come down and check the tree before they were awake. And like, it's very fun. It was always, it's always a party for Christmas with us. But we say all these things because we have all these Christmas experiences, and then we become adults and we work for WWE. And like I said, people are off, so we're on double. How has that changed things for you guys?
So going into that again, like I've come to love this tradition that we have for Christmas now, and it's very hard to pull yourself away, you know. So everyone, you know, opens up their presents, but the whole family's there, and they end up being there almost like till New Year, you know.
Ooh, that's a long time.
Yeah,
it's a long time with family.
It is. It is. But at the, you know, it's the kids get to see each other, you know, and it's awesome to like watch them, but not me. I gotta go. And on a very early flight, oftentimes, man, we have like a usually like a traditional like late night poker game too, which I always stay up for just because, you know, it's awesome tradition. But then I'm looking at my clock or my watch or whatever, and I know I have to go in like 3 hours, you know, and the airport is in Syracuse, so it's like a hour away or whatever. It's hard to pull yourself away, but we'll FaceTime in and they'll tell us like, you know, I'll see my kids like sledding and making snow angels. And I feel like I'm there. At least I can see what's going on, you know, and not like imagine that. But yeah, it's difficult, man. It's hard. It's hard.
What's it like for you, E?
Now?
Yeah.
I don't do nothing. Wow. I do one thing for Christmas, around Christmas time. Christmas Eve, I like to watch Home Alone 1 and 2 because those are my favorite Christmas movies ever.
Yes.
They're incredible. And I watched them as a kid, and they captured my attention and my imagination. I'm not really totally sure why, but they still hold up.
Yeah.
I love them both very much so. That's the only thing I do for Christmas. The rest, you know, y'all can have your Christmas because I don't want it.
But I'm saying, so like, so that's your main tradition.
Sure.
And you can do that like right before you leave or right when we come back. So like there's nothing that you're really breaking
I
up.
Always do a Christmas Eve because typically we leave the 26th.
Yeah.
Right.
We usually leave. We'll do usually five shows. Throughout.
Yep. Right up to New Year's Eve, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I'll usually do it on the 24th, and then I'll be in the house doing nothing on the 25th. And the only thing that bothers me, well, not many things bother me, but I just wish, yes, I won't air all my grievances right now.
You just go, and another thing.
Yes. Oh, actually, one thing, I also, Seinfeld is my favorite sitcom of all time, and Festivus, I believe, is December 23rd. I want to actually start following Festivus.
Yeah.
The problem is there's an airing of grievances, but it also requires more people to be around. You also have to like wrestle. George wrestles his dad there, so there's no one else.
Festivus is like a legit thing, or is it made up?
So it was a made up. So I actually looked into it. It was one of the writers, I think, on Seinfeld. His dad actually made up Festivus, so they used it for the show. And there's so many people like me who just love Seinfeld, and they start to follow Festivus.
That's crazy.
And there's an aluminum pole instead of a tree because Frank was over the consumer elements of Christmas. So instead of a big tree and ornaments, he just wanted an aluminum pole.
I love that.
So there's like a list of things in the episode, the Festivus episode. And I always watch the Festivus episode on the 23rd, but I need to get an aluminum pole just to set
up. So you have your traditions.
Yes. Yeah. It's like an anti-Christmas for me where, you know, Home Alone 1 and 2. I guess that's Christmassy.
So you get your stuff in before you leave, and then you're on the road and you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Right.
For me, actually this year, like I'll be at home, which is very strange. I'm very excited about it to see what happens after December
25th.
Yeah. So legit never been home.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, I think the last time was maybe when I was in like developmental. But yeah, I'm interested to see how it goes because I was home for Halloween. So I was, this is ridiculous. I was trying to go trick-or-treating with the kids. Took a picture. We're dressed up as dragons and stuff. And then right after we took the picture, I fell. That's when I was in my soft cast. Right. Mm-hmm. And so like I thought I like ripped all my stitches out, thought everything was done. Run into the house like crying. And my oldest is like, oh, daddy needs a snuggle and a kiss on his foot. I'm like, no, go trick-or-treating. I'm fine. So I'm really pumped to see how Christmas goes because last year I built him like a big bookshelf. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, you know, he's two, he'll be fine. Like he's not gonna pop at anything. Then he goes downstairs and I get feedback that, oh, he walked into his room, was like, oh, wow. It like freaked out. And I'm like, I'm never going to sleep through kids seeing Christmas ever again.
Man.
As it hits. But there's that dichotomy of like, man, I wish I was like hanging out with my kids. But the fact that we can entertain so many other kids, like it's an amazing thing. And it kind of dampens the blow of not being able to see your kids throughout the holiday season. And then the fact that now during the Christmas season, people can go and share that stuff. Like dads and moms can take their kids. They have this fun experience that they can have for the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
So it's that weird sacrifice and knowing like we're building a better life for our families, you know? So hopefully when we're done wrestling, now we can just spend every Christmas at home and we can just chill.
Right.
We can spend every day at home, hopefully, if we want to, if we play our cards
Do it right.
If you guys subscribe to this podcast, which is entitled The New Day,
feel the power.
There we go. Sub, please. please. But yeah, it's yeah. interesting.
It's like in a weird way though, too. Not in a weird way, but since we're all on the road together, you know, the bond is there because we're all away from our families. But since we're with each other, it makes that sense of family like closer.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So
because when we've talked about this a million times, like we see each other more than we see like our blood relatives, you know. But I very much consider you guys my family.
100%.
And so I don't know how I would deal with being on the road during holiday seasons, like if I didn't have you guys.
Yeah.
Obviously, friends with everybody, it's great. But like aside from like you guys and Breeze, like I'm friends with everybody, but I'm like close. Like you guys are my family, you know? So that definitely helps everything. And so being on the road during Christmas time is it's always fun.
Yeah.
Always a good time with you guys. So to go from that into the Christmas shows that we do. Because for a hot second, you okay, E?
Yeah.
Just twisting
that,
my neck.
Move that neck.
I was like, are you listening to music?
I was bobbing my neck. Another great movie.
Yes.
Linda Blair.
Wow. Is that a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
I was about to say.
Did it take place during Christmas?
Didn't it?
I don't know.
No.
No?
No.
About Christ, though, in a way. Right? So,
yes. Count it. Great
count?
Point. Great point.
Does it count?
Great
point.
I mean,
if it's going to be about anybody.
Yeah, Spanish mass means more.
Hey,
so more Christ.
More Christ.
That's there.
Exorcist of a Christmas movie.
Perfect.
Count it.
So do you remember, was it last year or the year before where we were getting to do all of like the holiday matches?
What?
We got to do the Thanksgiving match.
Oh,
the
Thanksgiving match.
I forgot about all of that.
That was such a fun match. Oh, my God.
I think we weren't really doing anything, but then we're like, oh, we got the holiday match. It's like, oh, whatever.
Let New
but
Day
then
do it.
We go do it, and it's like, this is the greatest fun thing ever. So, like, specifically the Christmas matches. Do you guys have a favorite Christmas match that you've been a part of or any fun memories from being on the Christmas shows that we've done?
I can't stop thinking about the Thanksgiving match.
That's what I was thinking. That's why I wanted
with
to backtrack
the pumpkin
to
head. That's
it was ridiculous.
Right, go to it.
I also had to put a turkey, a whole turkey.
On your fist?
I think this was from He Who Shall Not Be Named. Wanted me to put a whole turkey on my fist and punch Sheamus or Cesaro?
Sheamus?
I can't remember. One of them.
Oh,
so we had a match with the bar.
He was so mad.
I don't know if that was the finish, but this was like a mandate from on high. And it was so ridiculous. Oh, this was also where we busted our behinds because it was so slippery on the outside.
Oh, please, we got to put that clip up.
Oh, my God.
It was so.
It was so.
Who checked first? It was you. It was Kobe.
I went out of the ring, and I started, like, slipping, and you guys thought I was, like, messing around.
Yeah,
right?
I was messing around.
Oh, I got to find it.
And then Woods and I leave the ring right after.
Oh, God.
And it was, I couldn't believe how slippery it was.
It was so, what was all the grease? How did it get so greasy out there?
There was, bro.
It was, like, pie. So, like,
that's when we kept busting Cesaro in the face with all the pies.
Yeah,
and the plates were exploding.
It was ridiculous. God.
So Shieldstone in props, who we love, he made sure to set up around the ring. If I recall correctly, there was cranberry, there was stuff, there was legit all the accoutrement of Thanksgiving around this ring, and Cesaro was throwing the food everywhere, so there was just food everywhere. I'm sure like fans had to get hit with stuffing and cranberry sauce.
No, I had friends there.
And you had a
Yes. Lisa was blocking for them.
Yes,
she was getting in front of all the cranberry sauce and everything.
To protect them. Lisa, our security lady.
Oh my God, what a match!
Incredible.
Wow,
what a match.
That.
This is loading up. I have to watch this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's Thanksgiving. Oh, I can't remember
and,
the
like,
Christmas
the way that
matches.
You fell, too. Not to keep, like, on this, but the bump that you took.
Right.
And then you're dressed up as a pilgrim, too.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I think my...
Oh, God.
I think my cheeks actually hurt because I took a set. I busted my ass that bad. It was so much fun. That match was ridiculous. Or watching the clip now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. We're trying to watch it. I don't know if it has the whole thing.
Oh, that was. You couldn't say that? It was absurd. I couldn't believe how slippery it was.
Oh, that's
my
the best.
God.
That's the best. Yeah, we watch it. We'll put the link somewhere
Full
so you can
pilgrim.
Check it out. It is
Full
hilarious.
Pilgrim.
Okay, so to fast forward to the Christmas matches.
Yes.
So I think the most recent one that we had it was against English and Rusev.
Rusev?
Oh,
and I was
yes.
the reindeer. I still feel bad about this because I ate some pancakes. And then I hit him with my elbow drop. And when I went to pin him, I baby birded the pancakes
Disgusting.
On him. He was totally cool with it. But I was like, I'm still apologizing now.
So gross.
But you skipped over. Remember the pre-tape that we did, that backstage?
Oh,
that was fun.
A pui to your pancakes.
This is Rusev.
A pui.
Oh, he's also dressed as Santa, right?
He's dressed
because he popped me throughout. I love this backstage. In fact, one of the biggest compliments we can get is when the cameramen, guys who've been in WWE for 20 years or more say that was legit one of the funniest segments I've ever been a part of. And we had a couple guys say that who filmed it. But I remember the one thing that popped me is because Rusev clearly looks like Rusev. He comes in, I think he has a Santa beard. Yeah. He comes in, I think it started on us, but he comes into frame, does his Rusev spiel. Oh, it's very, yeah. very clear to all that it's Rusev. He pulls his beard down, leans in and says, "Hey guys, it's me, Rusev." And I think our reaction was, like we didn't know.
Oh my God.
The whole thing was so silly, but so much fun. Aiden was great in it. And this was when Rusev Day was real hot too, and they were a lot of fun, man. The Apu Eater pancakes was so good. So we had pancakes at the times. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing pancakes for a while now.
Yeah.
But he was just, I think we took them and he threw them down on the ground.
We tried to give him some as a gift or something like that. We're supposed to be mad because these are our pancakes, you know?
Right.
And he just throws them down with the most serious of faces. Talking about Apu to your pancakes.
Sorry, Brian's watching the clip. He just fell on his chair.
It's so funny. Because we're doing our best to like stand up.
Bro, and that,
because the segment is ending. We need to leave. It's not like time for horseplay.
Oh my God.
That's why when Kobe first slipped, I'm like, what are you doing?
It was Woods.
So it was Woods. And I'm like, quit playing, man. I don't think I said anything to you. But I was like, quit playing. We got to get out of here. And then as soon as I got to the floor, I realized, oh no, you were not playing. I couldn't stand up.
All right. So that's how Christmas stuff goes. Oh, so this is, I want to, just for 0.2 seconds, I want to talk to any independent wrestlers that are listening to this, that are trying to get their way into WWE. You hear so many horror stories of like, oh, I finally made it to the main roster. I made it to WWE. I made it to wherever. And now I'm not doing anything. And they got me do these weird matches. I don't like this. Yo, any match you can get is a time to get yourself on TV and to get into somebody's mind, to make them laugh, to make them cry, to make them feel any sort of emotion. So when you see people doing these Christmas matches, these ridiculous matches, like, and you're thinking like, oh man, wish they would like use them better, whatever, like, bro, we're having the time of our life out there. And from that Christmas show, I know I watched the whole show. I don't remember anything else that happened on that show. The Thanksgiving show, I don't remember anything else that happened, but I remember that match. So just know that stay in your hustle, stay in your grind, and if you get a match that's not 20-minute brawling wrestling match, enjoy it, because the more you enjoy it, everyone else will enjoy it.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. Atlassian.com. Atlassian. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. 'Tis crunchy yet soft. 'Tis filling yet has a hole. 'Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
Jedi are being murdered.
On June 4th, Star Wars returns, only on Disney Plus.
I didn't do it! Believe me!
She was my student. Let me be the one to bring her in.
Now she is a student of the dark side. An acolyte.
Star Wars: The Acolyte. 2-episode premiere June 4th, only on Disney Plus.
So obviously, talking about all of the stuff that goes on during Christmas time with us and things like that, there are some personal things that we want to touch on a little bit. So before you continue listening to this, if you are listening to this with a child or with someone who is not of age that you don't want to know something about Christmas time, if you're not picking up on what I'm saying, this is now on you. I feel like I've made it very clear. If you don't want a child to hear what we are about to talk about that has to do with Christmas and someone in a red suit, you should fast forward, make sure we're past this part. Mm-hmm. But if you're fine with your child hearing this debate, aka conversation, mm-hmm. about a man mm-hmm. that has a lot to do with Christmas, then skip it. Mm. If you don't want to hear it, just move past it. My job is done. If you're still listening to this with a child, everything is now on you. So no need to tweet me. No need to at me or any of us saying that we ruined Christmas for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Santa Claus. Are you someone, Kofi, who tells your kids about Santa?
Absolutely, 100%. Yes. Santa Claus, I feel like, gives kids something to look forward to for Christmas and collectively believe in something special they only get one time a year. I want them to be included in the conversation when they have their friends talking about Santa, you know, and they can talk about it with them and have their discussions, you know what I'm saying, and mm-hmm. and feel like they're included in the process to where they're coming together and bonding in this time of coming together and bonding over Santa and this excitement that they should be privy to. So, yes, I definitely am a big advocate of Saint Nick.
Mm-hmm. Now, E, if you were to have children at some point in life, what would you tell them about Santa?
As you said, I don't have children, yes. and I never will have children.
But if you did, theoretically, that you know about.
That you know about.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That you know about.
Well, I was raised, and I don't agree with everything that I was raised, of course, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, but you want to go into that?
But I'm not a proponent in the Santa Claus deception.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Be that honest is. With your child.
That's what it is.
Tell that boy or tell that girl how it really is. Tell mm-hmm. them. I work hard. I go out there Thank and you. I take the bumps. My Preach. Name is Kofi
Preach.
And I take the bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And y'all got a Tesla because
mm-hmm.
of me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got these video games because of me.
Let them know.
Y'all got this PlayStation because of me.
Preach
y'all can put food in your tummies because of me.
Why?
I took the bumps.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
Uh-huh.
That's what I tell these
yes,
kids.
Sir.
And y'all better be grateful.
Mm-hmm.
Drop down on your knees and say, thank you, Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all the years you spent, all the years on the road, busting your cheeks
all of
for
them.
Me. Because Daddy did it. Daddy Kofi
yes.
did it. Daddy Kofi took
yes.
the bumps. Daddy Kofi cut the promos.
Yes.
Daddy Kofi sold all those shirts
yes.
and shook his ass
yes.
for money.
I did shake my ass for money, and they will know that.
Tell them it wasn't Santa Mania. It was Kofi Mania.
Yeah.
All right? That's what it was.
Why,
first of all, don't if you have kids, please don't yell at them like that.
Yeah, why not?
You got don't, to. Don't, let yell, them
feel the
don't yell at the kids like that.
Feel the spirit. I've been
Come
yelling
on,
at my
man.
Kids.
Right, Christmas time?
They're not even old enough to understand. My kid, my oldest kid is two. I've been yelling at them.
But why, like, okay, I guess this goes. Sure.
Okay.
Sir, how do you feel about
so,
it?
So I will not just go to him and say, hey, Santa is a figment of everyone's imagination, and it's a way mm-hmm. for people to tell their kids to be good because Christmas is coming. I will never do that. But if he asks me point blank, if he says, Daddy, is Santa real?
Mm.
I'll say, what's real to you?
Mm.
Santa is not real to me. Because my whole thing, just like E stated, so I wasn't raised on Santa Claus. It wasn't like an anti-Santa thing. It was never really brought up. I'd seen stuff, but never really thought about it. Like, I'd seen, like, the Charlie Brown Christmas and all these cartoons, but, like, I've literally, like, never asked a question. It was just, like, a cartoon character to me. So when I go to school and I see all the Santa stuff, people are talking about it, teachers talking about it, I'm like, what the hell is this thing that everybody loves? So I go and I ask my mom. I'm very young, and I say, hey, everybody's talking about Santa. And they said that their parents told them all about it. Like, how come you never told me about Santa? And she sits me down, and pretty much like the spiel E just gave.
Did she yell at you like that?
She did. She got hype.
Did you put bass in her voice like that?
Wish I was a bass.
Yeah. What's wrong with bass?
Nah, I'm just asking.
Bass
I'm
means asking. Real. Bass is emotion. Bass is passion.
Yes, sir.
She told me, why would I want to go to my job every day in order to make money to buy presents for you to tell you that some old fat man bought them for you in a suit that you will never see in your life? She has a degree in psychology as well. She said, Austin, she sat me down. She said, Austin, does that logically make sense to you? Five-year-old me. I looked at her. I said, Mama, no.
Mm.
She goes, that's why I didn't tell you anything about Santa, because that doesn't make any sense. And my thought is, this is a child that you're talking to,
mm-hmm.
a child that you hope to build a relationship on trust. If you say, hey, did you sneak out last night? And they lie to you. That's fair game, because as a child, you lied to them from the jump. Before they could even understand logic, you're already lying to them. Relationship built on trust, and you're not just giving them a little tiny lie. Like, are there any cookies left, Daddy? No, there's no cookies. I ate them all, because you don't want them to spoil their dinner. You're saying that there's a whole holiday built on something that doesn't exist to scare them? To put the fear of Santa Claus in them so they can get presents? What? You can have fun in a million other ways, with video games, with going to trampoline parks, with going to the park, with anything. You don't have to tell them Santa is real, and if you're bad, you're on the naughty list and you don't get presents. First off, that's giving them materialistic options so that they will be good rather than being good for the sake of being good, which is a problem with me. You can tell I'm very passionate about this. And so I can't do it. If he asks me point blank, I'll tell him.
So, okay. So to address E's issues with it, I don't necessarily need my son will appreciate me whether I tell him about Santa on Christmas. There's other things that I do in my son's life that will allow him to appreciate the things that I get for him. I'll instill that within him. I don't need that appreciation during Christmas. I'd rather see my kids just be happy. And if it's through Santa Claus that they're happy, it's fine. I don't need to get this recognition from a child. I'd rather allow him to believe in whatever it is that he believes in. You know what I mean? So to answer your issue, as far as like, you said something about...
lying to your children. That's my main point.
Yes. No, but yeah, I forget what you said. You had said, I should have written it down.
You're doodling.
But I'm doodling over here drawing. I don't know what.
Dr. Doodling.
A demonic bird.
But I think that the main thing about it for me is like, I don't need, you know what I mean? Like I would rather have my son have this childlike bliss because we're going to get to be adults and you're going to know things that you don't necessarily need to know as a child, you know? So let him live his childhood. Let him use his imagination. Let him believe in Santa Claus. Let him believe in an imaginary man. You guys do the tooth fairy?
No.
No?
Why am I going to give you money for teeth? It's Take your strange. Teeth out. Your reward is getting adult teeth.
Right.
That's a reward. That's you'd rather $5 than permanent teeth that you can eat food with?
Give them something. The kids get excited about that.
Yeah, we can do other things to get excited that have nothing to do with fantasy things. Like, they can read books. They can play video games. Hey, my thought is, when I was a kid, my parents were very on top of letting me know that video games, especially because I play a lot of video games, that video games are not real life. These are not things that you can do or achieve in real life. Like, you cannot be Super Mario. You should not jump on turtles. You should not eat mushrooms to get bigger.
Sure.
And they did that with movies, cartoons, everything. And so they made sure that I understood the difference between reality and fantasy. And for me, seeing the breakdown of these kids in school later when they found out that he wasn't real was a traumatic experience. Mm. Kids couldn't handle it. I saw a kid crying, broken down, had to get taken home from school because it hit him so hard. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live that life. I don't want my kids to live that life. And it's not like I'm trying to say like, oh, I got these presents for you. Appreciate me. I'm making sure I'm not lying to them. Why do I need to lie to them? Why can't I just get them gifts and have it all be merry and love and all that appreciation?
My question is, all right, let's say you want to go with that lie about Santa Claus, that deception.
Yeah.
My question is, I live in Florida. We don't have chimneys.
Bam.
Tell me how this man, this stranger, at night, tell me the logistics. Let him know. Not just, okay, I can accept that you are so humble that you don't need credit. So God bless you. Yeah. God bless you.
Yeah.
I can accept that you're okay with these lies, but you explain to me right now. I need an explanation. The logistics of one man. Tell me as a young man growing up in this world, I'm trying to figure things out, have things make sense. Tell me how one man can hit all these houses. I don't even have an access point for him as a Floridian. I don't have a basement, nor do I have a chimney living in Florida because we're at sea level. And it's also warm enough that I never need to burn coal to heat my house.
You have a door.
So you explain to me how this man who has never seen me or met me in life, he doesn't have a key to my house or my apartment or my condo. You tell me as a child, I want to make sense of it. How does he get into my house?
Your family's not against Santa Claus. They're not trying to keep him out. Your family would just say, leave the door unlocked.
So who else is coming in?
Leave the door unlocked.
What about the evil Santa Claus that's coming to steal all your presents?
He might get in too.
How does he hit millions of houses in one night?
How?
He got elves. He got magic.
Elves.
I thought Santa Claus comes out. Did the elves go?
I mean, the elves help him.
This story has many holes in it, Cole.
As soon as we ask you a question and you, now your kid knows. Now your kid knows. Bam, magic lost.
And I'm thinking, what else is he lying to me about?
Exactly. Mm. That's the thing. Because when my kids get older, if I say, hey, I don't want you to do drugs. Are you doing drugs? And they say no. Them lying to me is fair game because I did it first. I taught them how to lie.
I'm pretty sure my parenting will allow my kids to hopefully not do drugs and use Santa Claus as the argument. I don't think that's very extreme.
I know that.
Very extreme.
You lie to me about Santa Claus so I can do all these drugs.
My kids would 100%. Because they're my kids, they would 100% do that. Once they get logic and I try to mess up on something, they would bring that up.
You hold the Santa Claus lie over your head for the rest of your life. No.
And not the rest of your life. You get a big lie.
That's a big reach, guys.
What other lies will
you
be willing to
tell? When he gets older and he's old enough to know, then you explain it to him and then, you know, it's
you tell him a story. You tell him a story and delivered him?
Bam.
I don't know.
What?
I don't know yet.
You won't tell that story?
We haven't gotten here. We haven't gotten there yet. They haven't asked. So I don't know what we're going to do.
So then, here's another question. So when you finally tell him the truth about Santa, do you sit him down and you say, hey, kids, mommy and daddy have been lying to you for years. What do you say?
Oh, you say, hey, this is a thing that we do to make kids happy, you know, and have you believe in Santa Claus.
Here, let's do this. Role play. Yeah. I'll be one of your kids.
Okay.
Have this conversation with me.
Yeah.
Somebody told me at school that Santa wasn't real. Is that true?
So this, let me go back before we start role playing. This is where we do agree. If my kid comes and flat out asks me, I will ask him to think about it for himself, but I won't tell him. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, he's not real.
So what
unless if he like keeps like on pressing me for it, I ask him to think about it for himself and ask him what he thinks. You know, we do that all the time with things, and we allow him to kind of, you know, think for themselves.
So then what if he's 12 and still hasn't asked you and still fully believes in Santa? What are you going to do? If he's 19 years old.
Let him believe.
What if he's 32, grown
let
man?
Let him believe. Yeah. So what?
And he sits around with his kids. He's got kids of his own. He sits there, he puts the tree up. He goes to bed thinking, all right, Santa, yeah. Santa got this.
Yeah, exactly.
Santa got this. Santa going over the presents. So, I don't even got to go. I don't got to shout. I don't got to do nothing. This is great. Thank God for Santa.
What
Santa
a
got
reach.
This.
He gets the coupons in the mail. Black
what
Friday.
A reach.
What I need this for?
Santa does everything. Unfortunately, we got. I want to talk about this for another 30,000 years. Because I got so many things to say, but we got to get through the rest of this deal. And so where we stand now, Kofi's going to go with Yay Santa. E doesn't know where his kids are.
His kids.
So how dare you?
Where his kids.
I'm praying that when I get home from this trip that I'm currently on, that he looks me in the eye and says, "Daddy, is Santa real?" And I'm going to look across the room at wifey and be like, "He's not." Mm. And I'm going to smile. And I'm probably going to get beat up afterwards.
Why are you
but I don't care
about that?
Because I would like telling my children the truth. That's why. Mm. We got a little something for you now. Mm. Kofi, what is it?
We got a little something going on here. This is ASMR via Big E. Yeah. And I'm actually really interested in this because I'm going to be honest, guys. I don't get it. You know? So hopefully you guys can illuminate my path to ASMR.
Yes. We'll show you. Yes, we will. Show you the way. I actually have a recipe here. It's a holiday recipe. And it's actually for a pudding.
For what?
A pudding.
What?
A pudding. It's called Tiny Tim's Plum Pudding. Kofi, say that real quick for me. Say Tiny Tim's Plum Pudding.
I feel weird saying it.
Say it,
Kofi.
Say it.
Tiny Tim's Plum Pudding.
Ooh. Yes.
There are a bunch of ingredients, and I will name them in case you at home want to make Tiny Tim's Plum Pudding. Also, if you do make this, make sure that you send video and or picture of it to us on Twitter using hashtag NewDayPod. First, because my mouth is a little dry, I need to wet my whistle.
Come on, what is this?
The ingredients. We will start with a half cup of butter, softened. 3/4 cups packed brown sugar.
Brown sugar.
Make sure to always pack your brown sugar.
Always pack it in.
That's the best sugar.
Oh.
3 of the most rotund, large, girthy eggs you can find.
Oh, yeah.
3/4 cups dry. Breadcrumbs.
No moist.
Please do not make eye contact with me when you say that. Please. It's very
Kofi, awkward. Look at me. Look at him. Look at him.
I can't.
1 tablespoon of grated orange.
Look at him. Go.
Zest.
You gotta look at him. No.
1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Look at him.
1/2 teaspoon of baking soda. Next will be 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves. I don't even know what a clove is.
They're lucky.
Look it up. Then we want 2 cans, 15 ounces each of plum. 1 to 3/4 cups of chopped dates.
Look at David.
Cup of golden raisins.
Delicious. 1 cup of shredded carrots.
Oh, yeah. Eyes. Good for your eyes. 1/2
I said a currant.
What is a currant?
I have no idea. C-U-R-R-A-N-T-S.
It's a citrus. It's a citrus.
Kofi knows.
So you can help.
What is that again?
My wife is she's a good chef.
It's a what?
It's like a citrus.
Oh, that's an orange. I like that.
Currant.
It's a swirl orange. Oh, I think this is my favorite ingredient yet.
What you got?
The next ingredient, it just says hard sauce.
Oh, what was that? I didn't hear it.
Hard sauce.
Here we go.
Next, half cup butter softened.
Soft, I like
3 cups confectioner's sugar.
Ooh.
Sorry, I got parched again.
Yeah. Do people like this?
Yes, they love it.
This is a thing.
Listen to it.
What are we doing?
And last, but certainly not least of the ingredients, it'll be a 1/4 cup of dark rum.
Delicious.
Or orange juice. Yeah, either one.
That's a big difference.
Well, depending on who you are.
Whatever you like.
Can you say that one again, but say and instead of or?
Okay. Oh, yes. Yes, for those who like the both.
Yes.
It can be 1/4 cup of dark rum.
It is.
And orange juice.
There we go. All inclusive recipe.
Is it like an eighth and an eighth? Or is it?
No.
1/4 of each? That's too much.
It's all inclusive.
The recipe. You're ruining the recipe.
It's all inclusive recipe.
That's the end of the ingredients.
Okay. All right. Great.
Thank you.
This is very bizarre, guys. like I don't understand.
You act like you don't do weird stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, I do. Yeah. This I don't. I'm weird too.
You are weird.
Make no mistake about it. I'm weird too. But this is like another level. I just don't understand, man.
We're showing you our
people
weirdness.
Are into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like in a sensual way.
I guarantee you. Like, look, watch your Twitter blow up when this comes out.
Blow up
with all the Tiny Tim's pudding.
I think this is my retirement plan.
This here ASMR.
This is it. Yes. Do it.
This?
Yes, and we're going to talk about ASMR on another episode because I want to get into that because of the ideas that we had about doing it on the YouTube stuff.
Yes.
But for now, thank you guys for listening so much to this Christmas episode. We know that it's off the beaten path from what we've been doing because we wanted to share a little bit of this holiday spirit with you. So if you enjoy our sultry voices hitting your ear canals, use the hashtag #NewDayPod to let us know how you feel. And if it's negative, just make sure it's constructive criticism because there's no place for negativity, only positive things here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Xavier Woods, PhD. You can follow my YouTube channel at Up, Up, Down, Down without the O's on Instagram and Twitter as well. E, what you got?
I'm at WWE Big E on both Instagram and Twitter, on both of those platforms. But per usual, I don't want your follows. I don't need your follows. I don't desire your follows. And if you follow me, unfollow me, please. Thank you.
And I'm
let's
do it like we do.
It's not me.
Let's vote. Should Kofi do it? ASMR. All that vote. Yay. Raise your hands.
Don't vote this.
Yay, yay. It's a yay. That's 2 years.
I just said I'm not comfortable.
2 years.
He's
comfortable. Kofi, we gotta go down many uncomfortable things because you guys voted.
You can follow me on Twitter at True Kofi.
Yes.
And you can follow me on Instagram or the Gram, as the kids call it, at the True Kofi.
Actually, we voted again.
Yes, we voted.
Because we would like you to do the whole deal about your preferred streaming service, but we'd like it in ASMR, please.
Thank you. Choose your preferred streaming service. Hit that subscribe. I don't know if I need the ad libs in between.
It's okay. It's okay. You don't, but they do. Okay.
Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts to help get the word out. If you have an Android, follow the New Day. Feel the power on that Spotify, Stitcher,
or
Pandora,
or ever. Christmas to all. And to all. Good night.